This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
What are you doing at 8 o'clock tonight Eastern Time? The House January 6th Committee is hoping you'll be tuning into its first primetime hearing. They are promising bombshell revelations. Virginia Democrat Elaine Luria is on the committee.
The hair on the back of your neck should stand up. And I think that, you know, when people stop to take the time to listen to the results of the committee's work, they'll understand why it's important.
Republicans call the investigation a smear campaign against former President Trump and his supporters. The AP's Mary Claire Jelinek is in Washington.
There's a lot of things behind the scenes that we still don't know. The biggest question that they've been focused on is what Trump was doing during the riot and what he might have known about it, what he might have known about people who were coming to town, any links between the White House and the rioters, and especially what he was doing in those minutes and hours that the insurrection unfolded.
Now to the gun control bill the House just passed last night. The AP's Mike Gracia.
The measure would raise the age limit for purchasing a semi-automatic rifle and bar the sale of ammunition magazines with a capacity of more than 15 rounds. But the legislation has little chance of being passed in the Senate, where the focus is on improving mental health programs, bolstering school security, and enhanced background checks. Mike Gracia, Washington.
There's word from the White House this morning that millions of COVID vaccine doses have been ordered for little children as the nation waits for possible federal authorization next week. The UN's nuclear watchdog agency says Iran is removing surveillance cameras from its nuclear sites. The UN agency, which monitors that, calls it a serious challenge. Gas is almost $5 a gallon now on average. It's $4.97 this morning, says the AAA. It's $6.40 a gallon in California. This is AP News. Now to Ukraine. The AP's Karen Shamas.
As fighting rages in eastern Ukraine, more bodies have been discovered in the devastated port city of Mariupol as fears of a global food crisis mount. Workers have been pulling out between 50 to 100 bodies from each smashed building in the war-ravaged city. Meanwhile, heavy fighting continues in the eastern Donbass region as Russian forces fiercely battled for control over the town of Severodonetsk. The city is the main focus in Russia's campaign to capture Ukraine's industrial heartland. The consequences of the war are being felt far beyond eastern Ukraine because shipments of Ukrainian grain are bottled up inside the country, driving up the price of food. I'm Karen Chamas.
Here at home, more than 4 million workers have been quitting their jobs each month over the past year. That from the Labor Department. That's almost 3% of all workers. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.